We're going to focus now on a positive development, or at least certainly a hopeful sign from all of the unrest in London and the UK. Mark Thompson joins us from London. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
So we've seen the chaos. We're certainly witnessing the crisis rhetoric that's coming out of Parliament and 10 Downing Street as politicians attempt to deal with what's gone on over the past 4 days. But you're taking matters into your own hands, Mark. Describe what you've done.
Well, yesterday morning, I just thought, you know, what can I do to help the situation? Because there's a furniture store that's in Croydon, just outside London, and it was burnt to the ground on Monday night, and just as part of the looting. And the pictures that were on our television screens here were just horrendous. I mean, it was burning for about 2 hours before the fire crews could get to it because it wasn't safe for them. And it's a family-owned business by a family called the Reeves. And I just decided I wanted to try and do something to help. So I started a campaign called Rebuild Reeves, which is aiming to get 1,000 people to pledge. I've pledged £10, but you know, to people to pledge as much or as little as they can, in order to just help get them started in rebuilding the store, because it was literally burnt to the ground. And I just thought it was a good opportunity to use social media, which we keep hearing that Twitter and Facebook and everything was being used by the rioters to coordinate, and you know that I'm sure that's true, but just to be able to use social media for some good and bring people together and stand in solidarity with the Reeves family and all the other victims, just to be able to, you know, to show that people actually can use these things as a force for good.
We're talking with Mark Thompson, a London resident who is a volunteer, one of the voices of rebuilding that's taking place in London. And you can see it on the streets as people with brooms attempt to clean up the situation. This Reeves furniture store had survived both world wars, the Depression, the Recession, and was just burnt to the ground without anyone stealing from it.
As far as I know, I mean, I think it contained lots of bulky sofas. I doubt people really had time to loot anything from it before they literally just set a fire. I saw an interview with one of the brothers who owned it, and he said he heard that there was a disturbance. Someone called him, and he turned up, and he saw a few people running away, and then suddenly there was smoke coming out, and then it was basically all over. There was nothing that could be done.
Well, before you go, describe how many people have responded to your efforts, and respond to what a lot of London politicians are saying, that British society is sick.
Well, I don't think that British society as a whole is sick. I think there are elements of British society, as we've seen, that obviously have serious problems, but they're a very small minority, and I think this is the thing that, you know, you need to recognise. You know, you've only got to see the response to my petition. It's only been going since yesterday, and we're already nearly up to 500 people who've actually pledged, you know, hard cash in order to be able to help this situation. And it's not just my campaign. There are other campaigns as well to help a chap who was mugged and had stuff stolen and was on YouTube, called Ashraf, that people are trying to buy him a holiday. And there's a whole coordination of just people cleaning up after the riots called Riot Cleanup. There's been a lot that's going on with social media to help this situation. And I just think it's important to recognize that, you know, there's a lot of good people out there, and, you know, the sick people are only in a very small minority.
Well, Mark Thompson, you ought to get over to Westminster and deliver that message directly to Parliament as they try to deal with this as well. I love your approach. Doesn't sound sick to me. Thanks for talking with us.
Thanks, Joe.
Mark Thompson is a volunteer for a cleanup effort attempting, using social media, to rebuild the Reeves family furniture store that was burned down in London during the unrest.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.